There was a rumor out there that some people have started calamity activities at the SL Lagoon, and I want to use this platform to set the record straight. The fact of the matter is that the assembly over the past 6 years has been dredging the lagoon as part of preparations towards the Easter and Christmas festivities to enable holidaymakers and inhabitants to swim during the holidays and have fun as well. However, the use of excavators to dredge the lagoon over the years has been observed not to be effective. Towards the end of last year, the assembly received a proposal from a company who expressed interest to partner the assembly to effectively dredge the lagoon before this year's Easter festivities. Prior to this, assembly has already put before the public domain that SL Lagoon is going to be put up into a resort, which is part of the package of the assembly's developmental project, which has been put on BOT or PPP. A 5-member committee was therefore set up to engage and negotiate with the company. After several months of discussion and negotiation with the manager of the company, official letter was issued to the company to commence the dredging and ensure completion before Easter holidays. Although the setup of the machine being used by the contractor is similar to what the Kalamseyers use, he is not prospecting or digging for gold. I am reliably informed that the original use of the machine was for dredging of reservoirs and dams, so the Kalamsey operations found it useful for their operations. I wish to assure Nananum and the good people of Sekenita Credit that the mandate of the contractor at SL Lagoon is not for Kalamsey activity. He is dredging the lagoon and is expected to finish the work and leave the site before the Easter holidays.
That was the Metro Chief Executive of the Sekenita Credit Metropolitan Assembly of the Western Region, Anthony Sam.